Can't you guys just listen to the live broadcast? We need the ratings. You're killing us. I kid. I wouldn't get up at the time that we do either. What kind of maniac does that? So you're actually my kind of people. It's the Daily Podcast. Dave here on a Thursday, October 15th. We started out by talking the Fast Times at Ridgemont High House. It's up for grabs. If you're a fool who wants to live in California, send nudes. That's the message from the Kraft Corporation, believe it or not. We discussed the competing presidential town halls tonight, settled a dispute about candy corn in five calls, and heard Man on the Corner in song stories today, before getting an update on some wackadoo across the pond who planned on marrying a ghost. Tinkle Can shook along at 7:40, as it is every single day. Can't play you the clip here, though, otherwise you'd know what the guesses were. Gotta tune in live every day at 7:40 for a shot at $1,000. And comedian Nikki Glaser joined us, and we previewed the Eagles-Ravens game coming up this weekend. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
A lot of radio program to get to. And, of course, one of my favorite people in the world and probably the most neurotic woman I know, Nikki Glaser, will be joining us later on.
Calm yourself.
Right, yeah, I will. I know you. It's bothering them. I have to admit I'm obnoxious with it. I do have a thing for Nikki Glaser.
You're like a middle schooler with a crush.
I am. I really am.
You got a note to pass to her?
And it is a crush, right? And, you know, and that's all it can be. Not only because I'm married, right?
That's a great point. Right, good start. Right.
But I forgot about that.
But the age difference alone.
Yeah. It's stark.
I am twice her age. Yep. So it's like, there's no chance. But a man can dream.
Of course.
A man can dream, right? You know, I mean, don't you remember, what's his face from, who is it, Brad from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Okay.
He dreamed about Phoebe Cates as she was getting into the pool.
That's true. Right? That was like the first MILF fantasy.
It was, but you know what? Wasn't that hot?
No. Well, it was the 80s.
Yeah, I know.
There was an innocence to it.
Right. You know, they made like what it was we were seeing, like, nah, no big deal.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm even bringing up is the house. That house is up for sale.
Oh, is it really?
It's up for sale
in California.
Okay. Yeah. It seems it's in the San Fernando Valley, so it could be turned into a porn set without batting an eye.
Perfect. Wait, I recognize that couch. Right? Wait a minute.
Yes, Brad and Stacy's house, and Linda, who is Phoebe Cates, is the one that was doing the pool scene.
What's the price tag?
$740,000.
Oh, okay.
All right. Which for a San Fernando Valley house is not an unheard of price. Yeah, it's expensive, but it's not unheard of.
For California, it seems pretty modest.
Yeah.
For a famous house. As modest as his fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the interior, though, I saw pictures of it this morning.
I was going to ask, does it hold up?
Right. Well, the interior, it's decorated well.
All right.
The ugliest paint choices you have ever seen in a house. All right. They have this yellow that starts in the kitchen, works its way into the dining area and almost the living room. Then you're like, who puked on the wall?
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
I can't remember if I did this story, if I only read this story last week, about Kraft and the Send Nudes promotion they were doing.
Ooh, no,
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It's nudes as in noodles.
Right.
N-O-O-D-S. Okay. All right. So, and basically it was, if you tweet the hashtag send nudes, right? Kraft, you know, and they see it, Kraft will send a box of macaroni and cheese to your friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is. Well, of course, people are upset by this.
Of course they are.
Because they use the word nudes.
I thought you were going to say people are actually sending real nudes.
Yeah, no. They use the word nudes, and they're not upset. They're outraged.
Wait, was it 1 million moms?
Right, no, it wasn't 1 million moms, but there are outraged people because of sexualizing mac and cheese. Because you people have no other problem in the world other than mac and cheese has been sexualized. And then who jumps on top of the campaign? Who comes out of nowhere and says, yeah, we're against this too?
Oh, God. Against us.
Yes. Remember, a lot of children eat mac and cheese.
Right.
NAMBLA.
God, I have no idea. NAMBLA. Wow.
No, not NAMBLA. Right. QAnon.
Oh,
okay. QAnon. Wait, what? Yes, because you're being predatory towards children with mac and cheese.
Are there Wayfair cases to hold your mac and cheese noodles on the market right now?
No. They don't exist yet.
I have some nudes up on my refrigerator right now.
You got some nudes up there?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'll keep Lawrence my nudes in a cabinet.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's more discreet.
The John Bella podcast. John DeBella.
I did not realize, for some reason, I thought, you know, because Joe Biden is going to have, I heard about this Joe Biden town hall that was going to happen.
Sure.
All right. And folks, this is just touching on something. We're not.
I'm outraged.
We're not really talking politics, right? And then I heard that President Trump was going to do a town hall.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I thought they were on two different days.
No.
No, they're both tonight.
Yeah, they're competing. Yeah.
Right. So one's on ABC, one's on NBC. So CBS is going to do great this evening.
Right.
They have ping pong on tonight, I think.
I mean, wasn't this the day that they were supposed to debate each other?
Yeah, it was. And then Trump got COVID.
Right.
And then he said, okay, I'm still good. I recovered.
Right.
But they said, no, we're only going to do virtual only. He said, well, then screw that.
Right. And screw that. Yeah. So, but why couldn't they do a town meeting together? I mean, he did one with Hillary.
The debate commission said no.
The debate commission said no.
You were sick. So, no.
They want to do it virtual.
Right. Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
So blame the commish.
But can you imagine what this is going
to
be like?
We now go to the President Trump town hall.
A huge wall.
We now go to the Joe Biden town hall.
Hey, now, listen here, Mac.
Obamacare must be repealed.
I have a friend, and his name is Corn Pop. I am immune to the virus. Trump's a fool, man. Biden is fake news.
Now listen here. Trump 2020. Biden 2020, man.
This has been the President Trump Town Hall.
This has been the Joe Biden Town Hall.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, we already know Steve's answer on this one. And the answer is don't eat it at all. I'm talking about candy corn.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Dave, he misses out on all the good stuff. He won't eat circus peanuts. He doesn't eat candy corn.
Yeah.
Right?
Or I have a good palate, unlike you two jackwagons.
I'm with Steve on the peeps, though. He's got a point there.
Right. Peeps suck.
Yeah, they're terrible. And I come from the Lehigh Valley.
Right. You know, back me up there, Cindy. How do you feel about peeps?
Peeps are okay.
Oh, there's a hesitation there. She hates them.
I could live without them.
Do you eat them fresh or stale?
Anyway. I kind of like them fresh.
Okay, all right.
I know.
I like them both ways. I do, but I want to get back to candy corn. All right, because it's an important question. You can remain out of it.
All right, sure. I'll do that. I won't say a word for the next 30 seconds.
Okay. All right.
Garbage.
Which end of the candy corn do you start eating? Do you eat the yellow tip on top? Right, which you know would technically be the bottom of the kernel when you think about it.
Yeah, if you're thinking,
if you're looking at it, or do you eat the orange part on the bottom first? If you were going to eat it, you know, as opposed to popping the whole thing in your mouth.
I usually do the whole thing.
I was going to ask. Candy corn hater,
they're a centimeter.
Who bites multiple bites into a piece of friggin' candy corn?
If you only had one, maybe. Yeah, I do.
You got to be a real nibbler.
If you only have one, you might want to stretch it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right? Take your time with it. You know, I eat if I chew it more, I eat less of them, making my day that much healthier.
Exactly. Okay.
Right. I'll try it with my 7-month-old tonight and see what he does.
Right. Does he have enough teeth? This.
Yeah, he has one. That's enough.
Okay. Where do you start?
I think I would go. Oh, just the tip.
Just the tip. So you're starting at the white.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. What about yourself, Sam?
Same thing, yeah.
Same thing. All right. Well, I'm thinking here. This is a 5-call says it all.
Uh-oh.
That Steve will not be able to participate in.
Fine by me.
Banned.
All right. So 215-263-WMGK. Do you start with the white tip or the orange bottom on candy corn? Call us here in the studio as Cindy does traffic and lets us know what's happening on the roadways. 215-263-WMGK. 5 calls says it all. Which end of the candy corn do you eat first? All right, now, Steve, I realize you don't like candy corn.
Yeah.
Right? And the number here in the studio, once again, 215-263-WMGK. All right, what about the other shapes? Do you like the little pumpkins?
No, it's the same. Doesn't matter what shape it is.
What about the ones that are orange, brown, and white, as opposed to the orange, yellow, and white?
All that is an older piece of candy corn.
It's from the 70s, clearly.
1870s.
So basically,
you could make the shape of my wife, and I still wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Nope.
Okay. If it you was the shape of it. Your wife, yeah. which end would you start eating?
Well, stop us. Is Bill working today?
He's not actually.
No, he's not.
He's not. We're good.
All right, well, you go with the backside. Oh. You could just say the middle. I'll just start in the middle. All right. So five calls says it all. We're waiting on a fifth caller right now. 215-263-WMGK.
It would be great if we only got four, because the fifth caller and everybody else says it's just crap. It's crap.
All right. Well. Five calls says it all.
Now we got a fifth. Here we go.
All right, let's start with Jim. Jim, what end do you start with, the white end or the orange end?
When I do eat them, the white end.
The white end. All right. That's one for white. Let's go over to Chris. Chris, what end do you start at, white or orange?
Good morning, guys. It's got to be chocolate candy corn, and it's the black end or brown end.
Is that the tip or is that the bottom?
No, the bottom.
The bottom. Okay, right. So you're a bottom guy.
Tied up.
All right. You're with Steve. Anyway. You're a bottom guy. All right. Over to Mike. Mike, what end do you start with, the white end or the orange end?
Hey, guys, I start at the orange end.
The orange end. That's two for the bottom. Okay. All right. Jerry, what side do you start with, the white end or the orange end?
I was going to say you could have cured cancer, but you went here. But let's go with the
Which one?
The tip.
Oh, wow. All right. Drama.
Oh, so it's all come down to Chuck.
Say you hate them.
Chuck, it all comes down to you. Which end of the candy corn do you eat first, the white tip or the orange bottom?
I'm sorry to say my candy corns don't have ends. I eat it from the spine like a corn on a cob.
There's always one. No, Chuck. Listen, I hate candy corn, but you damn it, choose top or bottom.
You're the deciding
not
vote.
Not side.
I just top.
The top. All right.
All right.
All right. The toppers win. And Steve loses.
No, I always win.
Just for the mere fact that he doesn't like candy corn. He doesn't like Jesus either.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Tony Banks is someone from Genesis you don't hear from all that often. And Tony Banks, of course, keyboardist and just an amazing player in his own right. But of all of the songs that Genesis does, Phil Collins' Man on the Corner just might be the toughest for Tony. Here's what he had to say.
I think it's the most difficult song to play on stage for two reasons. One is because the particular sound required is one of those ones where if you touch a note, it sustains at full volume. So if you play a bum note, then it comes out just as loud as the original note. And the other thing is that it's blindingly difficult to work out where the first beat of the bar is. It sounds deceptively simple, but it's incredibly difficult. In fact, all the members of the group had a different first beat of the bar. But I had to think of it the way that Phil originally wrote it, because every change occurred on the first beat of the bar. But it's the one place in the drum box rhythm where there's no beat, and that makes it very difficult.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
All right, you might recall some time back, do you remember this woman who... we've had a couple of these stories. There's women who fall in love with ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was that one over in England that had plans on marrying her ghost, Ray.
His name was Ray. It's not a very ghostly name.
The woman's name is... really? That's not a... Check this name out. Amethyst Realm. Yeah.
Okay, so it's obviously a serious person. Go on.
Right. She was planning on marrying Ray. She went on a holiday in May, and it seems like, well... She needed to make this announcement. Or this announcement.
We've called a wedding off. It was going really well until we went on holiday. That was about last May. And then he just completely changed. So I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd when we were on holiday. He kind of, he just started becoming really inconsiderate. He'd disappear for long periods of time.
Yes. He's a ghost.
Yes. She said it.
So he literally ghosted her.
He disappeared.
He ghosted her.
This is how we got the phrase, lady.
And
come on.
And he was hanging out with the wrong crowd.
When he did come back, he'd bring other spirits back to the house and they'd just stay around for days.
Right, they would just stay around for days. The spirits would be hanging out, you know.
Bunch of derelict spirits. You know, right, wrong side of the tracks.
Their ectoplasm. And
I think they maybe have started doing drugs and partying a bit much.
He started doing drugs. Drugs.
Go right through your system.
Maybe he started doing drugs and partying a bit much. Because, like, he used to come back. His spirits would stay for days at a time and they'd be, like, crashing and banging, strange noises.
Get a job.
That's what they
ghost.
Do.
Right.
And she's been engaging with spirits, but lush. A completely different kind than she's letting on to. Put down the vodka.
What do you think a ghost's favorite drug is? Are they ecstasy people?
I don't know. Right. Is there some sort of ghost type drug?
Right.
Like a name to it?
I can't get over the ghost name, personally.
Right.
Ray.
Booger
and his
sugar.
Buddy Ed.
Booger sugar.
Gotta say it like a boo, though.
Booger sugar. Booger sugar.
Oh, God. Get her on the phone, Steve. That would be a get.
That would be a get.
Yeah, I'm not
Screw
gonna,
these rock stars.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Get this woman.
I don't want to talk to this idiot.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. What is going to be a rare appearance, ladies and gentlemen, because she is so desperate to perform, she's going to come to the middle of Pennsylvania and be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club this Sunday night for two shows at 5 and 8 o'clock. Tickets are available through sjpcomedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Nikki Glaser. Hiya, Nikki.
Hiya. Thanks for having me.
How have you been?
I've been good. I'm still living with my parents in St. Louis, Missouri, but I'm getting out soon.
Okay.
Going on the road. I'm excited about it. You know, it's been a weird 6-7 months now. I don't even know how long it's been. I've been here since March. It's insane. I'm 36. What's going on with my life?
Now, you're back in your hometown. Have you been meeting up with, like, your old high school buddies?
No. You know, they all have husbands.
Uh-huh.
When they've moved out of town.
Okay.
They all have their lives together. You know, I'm 36, so, like, girls my age just do not, unless they get into stand-up comedy, they don't really stay single. And they all have kids, they all have homes, and you know, bright futures, and I'm just kind of you know, I'm trying to make friends with, like, a younger group, but I don't really have much in common with them either, so I just hang out with my parents a lot.
Okay.
It's not easy to make friends as an adult when you're, like, in a new town, so shout out to anyone who struggles to make friends as an adult. I don't know how anyone does it, especially now with COVID, where there's, like, no social activities. Everyone's just, like, stuck with whatever friends they had back in February.
Okay. A lot of board games?
Yes. A lot of that. A lot of just, like, watching TV. A lot of, I'm picking up new hobbies. I'm playing pickleball with some friends, which is, like, a sport for elderly people. And,
yes.
I've gotten into crossword puzzles, which you're not supposed to really get into until you're mid-70s. it's really tragic. I recently started playing guitar, and I'm terrible. Although last week, I feel like I just became as good as Eddie Van Halen, so that's exciting. Wow. But only last week are we as good as each other.
Uh-huh. Wow. Uh-huh. Current Eddie Van Halen.
Right. We're going to get mail about that one.
No,
you don't need to get mail, because anyone who's upset, you should celebrate that too. Whenever someone really talented dies, you can just start bragging that you're as good at their talent as they are. Like, I'm as good of a singer as Amy Winehouse. I am. It's just the truth.
Nikki, are you still speed dating on Instagram? The last I checked in with you, you had, like, some 12-fingered man trying to get with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember old 12 things. I gave up on that. That was too intimate. I thought it was going to be, like, fun and, like, just kind of jokey, but everyone really wanted me to, like, actually, like, open up and be open to dating these guys, and then a lot of them kept sliding into my DMs afterwards and wanting to, like, pursue me, and I was like, I'm not available, and I live with my parents, and you live in Denver. Like, how are we going to get this kicked off? Like, there's no future here. I'm totally shut off. I'm scared of intimacy. I was doing this as like a fun little experiment. But I'm like, you know, those people that go on The Bachelor to like, because they want to be on TV. I don't really want love yet. I'm terrified of it. It's disgusting.
I mean, you are such an outgoing person. You need all of that stuff to be up on stage, and you're afraid of intimacy. I just find that incredible to believe.
Yeah, it really is. I do too. It doesn't make any sense. I am not scared to get on stage in front of thousands of people. I can perform in front of and say the very intimate things about myself. I think a one-on-one date, I have as much nerves about going on a date with a guy that people would have public speaking in front of thousands of people. Like, I never go on dates. Whenever I have them scheduled, I cancel. Always like an hour before. I just get too nervous. I just don't want to be alone with someone. I feel like I'm going to disappoint them. I'm going to feel like they're going to try to have sex with me and I don't want to, but then I'll feel bad, so I will, and then I'll be having sex with someone I hate, and then I'll hate myself afterwards.
Wow.
And I don't mind a guy that's like either has kids and like has been married before and like has already done it and isn't looking for me to like make any babies for them, because I'm just like, I don't know if I'm into that either. I'd like to be a stepmom. I'd like to just like kind of waltz into a child's life and then have them feel obligated to take care of me when I get older.
All right. Yeah. You're the person, if they leased children, you would be the best person, best customer for that.
Definitely. I think I'm going to do that. Like, I think they do that. I think it's called foster. I struggle like with my having a dog. Like, and I don't even have a dog. I got a dog like 4 years ago, and then I gave it to my parents because I just moved to New York, and it was just
it's a lot of work.
A small apartment, and I was like, I can't do this. So I gave it to my parents, and then I moved back here, and the dog is here again, and I'm some like deadbeat mom showing up expecting the dog to love me again. This thing hates me. He doesn't trust me for like he won't.
Well, you
even
gave him up, of course.
I know, but he's a dog. He should remember that I abandoned him.
You were on The Match Game.
Yes.
Did you screw that up like Millionaire, or did you do good?
I think I did all right. I don't remember. We taped it like last year, and I don't ever watch myself on TV. And so I never know what happens when it airs. I didn't totally blow it. But I am on Bert Kreischer's The Cabin, which is on Netflix now. It debuted yesterday. I'm on episode 2. It's me, Bert Kreischer, and Caitlyn Jenner in the woods.
This is the show Bert couldn't tell us about.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. How did that whole thing work out?
Well, Bert just called me and asked me to be on the show. And I showed up to a shoot in the woods in the hills of California in this cabin, secluded cabin, in January. And then Caitlyn Jenner showed up, and it was the three of us just in a cabin all day, sharing our feelings, doing like activities, axe throwing, whittling wood, archery. We did hypnosis. I mean, we did a ton of stuff, and then just talked a lot and just shared our feelings. It was a really intimate, weird day. But the episode is up now. It's episode 2. I wax Bert's backside, like the inside of his backside, the crack area.
The crack side.
So the show is Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, I play Afraid. Yeah.
What intimate question did you have to ask Caitlyn Jenner? You must have come up with something like, I gotta know this.
You know, I think I was like asking her about when she knew that she was a woman, you know, and like how she knew, and like I just asked her about how she like dealt with that, and then she at one point was like, she told me that I give her a trans vibe. Like, she was like, have you ever thought you were trans? And like, I'm not even joking you. And I was like, can we cut? Like, I was like, I don't
Well, Nikki Glaser will be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club this Sunday night. There are two shows, but, you know, folks, this is going to sell out if it's not sold out already. You can check with sjpcomedy.com to find out if tickets are still available.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
You know, when football comes around, all of us bet on football. Only Dave wins, right? But all of
Steve
us
was hot for a while.
Yeah. But yeah, was it football? Or were you making more money?
Basketball
golf?
And football, I think.
Yeah, both. All right, but with this Sunday's game, you know, Jason Mertedis will be with us tomorrow to give us his look at what's going on from our sister station, The Fanatic. But you got any hope here?
No.
No, not at all.
I can't believe the Lions as low as 7.5. Yeah. Really? The Ravens. I thought it'd be 17.5.
This couldn't be one of those any given Sundays?
No.
No?
I mean, sure, it can. I mean,
yeah,
but
it won't be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can only hope for the best for the Eagles.
The Steelers beat us on the very last drive. But this week we'll take Baltimore for a ride. Carson Wentz and offense are ready to go. And you got John DeBella on the radio. Beat the Ravens. Snapping the football. Eagles scoring some touchdowns. Let's beat the Ravens.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.